All right, so prayer meeting, March 17th, 6 p.m. We've had some, I know you maybe, if it sounds redundant, I don't want it to be that way. We have some powerful times of prayer in this house. So we're praying for our community, for our nation, for our leaders, for the destiny of this country especially, and for the kingdom of God to begin to just to pour out from heaven. We're trusting God for a revival. Amen? Amen. So please join us, 6 o'clock Wednesdays. Again, Brother Phil Capuccio, please mark your calendars, May 1st and May 2nd. We'll have a teaching session for everybody on Saturday, May 1st, and then he'll do the service Sunday, May 2nd. Please put it on your calendar. An amazing man of God. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. I'll have you stand. Would you just please stand? God, thank you, Father, for this day. God, we thank you, Father, that we can be into the house of the Lord today to worship you. Father, right now we put all other things aside. We put distractions aside. We put responsibilities aside. Father, we put all of our thoughts on you, Lord of the heavens and the earth. God, we thank you, Father. We pray today that you would allow the breath of God to blow upon this place, upon our hearts, upon our spirits, dear God. Stir us up, Father. It was Jesus, when you told the woman at the well, the day will come when you will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. This is that day. This is that time. This is the era. That is the type of people the Father is seeking to worship him, Jesus. You told us that. So, Father, we're coming here to worship you, God, today. God, I pray the breath of God will blow upon this place today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mighty breath of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you move in this place in a mighty way, God. I was at a conference this weekend, and a pastor stood up, and he said about the revival that happened at Azusa Street. And he talked about another revival that took place in our country. And he said, it's coming. And he said, it's coming in the East. Jesus, we're ready for revival, God. Spoke to my heart yesterday when he said that, because I've heard Don and Sherry say it, and this was in Virginia, and we're one-minded. Amen. God's moving. affection belongs to you. All my love and affection belongs to you. All my love and affection belongs to you. All my love and affection belongs to you. Let praise come from my lips all my days. Your love overtake me and flow through my veins. Let heaven on earth reality here. Let your kingdom come, your glory dwell here. Let praise come from my lips all my days. Your love overtake me and flow through my veins. Let heaven on earth reality here. Let your kingdom come and your glory dwell
darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you.
you're not in the room. Wanna look right at you. Wanna sing right to you. I don't wanna talk about you like you're not in the room. Wanna look right at you. Wanna sing right to you.
Things today we have on this end, we're working through some things, but I tell you what, God is good. Amen. Amen. So we're just blessed, we're just so so happy to be in the presence of the Lord. I was just recounting this week, and I think Angie, when she prayed at the practice on Tuesday, how blessed we are just to be able to come into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you what, it is just a blessing. And so again, this series that we're in about taking out this giant, and as you know by now, if you've been in this house, the giant is fear. That's the giant. The giant is fear. And so as we get in the message here in just a moment, we have one more song before we're going to have some time of prayer into the message. But I'll tell you, in fact, this next song, I think, sets it up so beautifully. The title is All I Need Is You. Amen. All I need is you, God. And so that needs to be not only our core belief, but our testimony. That despite the circumstances of our health, despite the circumstances in the country, despite the circumstances of politics, despite the circumstances of adversity, it doesn't matter. All we need is God. He is our all in all. Amen. He is. He is. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know where I would be without the faith that I have that is within me. And the same with you. Amen. All we need is Him. So before we get into the transition of the message, we just want to add this song into this. All we need is you. Sing with us.
All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you.
all I need is you. All I need is you. God, Lord, help us to get to that point, Lord, in our lives, in every area of it.
Resurrected from the dead. It was the most incredible expression of power and defeat of hell that's ever been witnessed on the earth. But I want to go back for a moment and remind us of the anguish, remind us of the dread. Remind us of the things that our Lord suffered before he went to the cross. That he was tempted by hell in ways that were unimaginable to us, but yet he defeated it as a man. He defeated it as a man empowered with the Holy Ghost, just like you and me. Just like you and me. There was no removal of the pain supernaturally. He endured it. There was no removal of what it would feel like to have the sin of the world on your shoulders. Do you know that it already started to come upon him? It already started to come upon him before he even made the journey to the cross. The weight of the sin of the world when he was in the garden and he was sweating drops of blood. Do you not know the anguish that he went through? Do you not know the dread of all the sin of the world that was upon him? Even to the point where he cried out. And yes, he was serious. Is there not another way, Father? Is there not another way? But yet not my will be done, but yours. Do you know that that is a condition that actually happens to the body? When you're under such anguish and stress that the capillaries start to build and the blood comes to the surface and you actually sweat droplets of blood. Don't ever think that that can be explained away, that he was shedding so many tears or anything of the sort. It was exactly what it said. He was sweating drops of blood. The word says that have you not resisted sin to the point of bloodshed? Do you not know the hour and the times that we're in? Do you not recognize the season? The Lord is requiring a totally surrendered heart. Totally surrendered, totally crying out to him, totally crying out. modeled this on the cross when he said, "It is finished." When he said it was finished, he made a decree. He made a decree that all of hell, all of sin, hell had been defeated. And the sacrifice was enough to remove sin from our lives. That is something to celebrate. That is something to give our all for the Lord. God, I ask your mercy on us, God, that our minds are so full of everything else. We are so full of the world. Forgive us, God, that we're so full of ourselves that we rebel against the very covenant that you died to make possible for us to come into. God, I thank you that you have mercy upon us. God, I thank you, Lord, that you wait. You wait for us to come to you. We cry out for revival. But will we be crushed by the very thing we cry out for? God, I ask that you light a fire on our hearts. I ask, God, that you call us into your presence in a way that we cannot resist. And God, if we need knocked off our horses, then knock us off our horses. Just like when Saul encountered the Lord. Stop running from holiness. We need to stop running from the things that God is requiring of us. We need to stop running and allow the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts. If there is fear and dread in your heart, how many of you know when you're in the presence of God and the Holy Spirit wants to come down on your heart and all the stuff that's in there that we've been holding on to? Do you not know that the fear of the Lord feels a lot worse than the fear of hell? But oh my goodness, once he comes and he fills our heart with his love and we let go of all that stuff that we're afraid of and all those things that we hold on to, and the rebellion against God, the rebellion against what we're supposed to be doing with our life. God, forgive us for rebelling against what you have called us to because we can't get over ourselves. God, forgive me. Forgive me from running from pain. God, I'm asking that you come into every heart. Every heart. Right now, God, as they speak to you, God, of the things they're holding on to, even if it's the 1,000th time they've confessed it. I remember in the days of John the Baptist, the spirit and the power of Elijah, he would come in the spirit of repentance, the spirit of preparing a unified people, is what the Aramaic says. That John the Baptist would come and prepare the way of the Lord. He would prepare a unified people for the Lord's appearing. It says in the Passion Translation. How many of you know that the Lord's going to appear again? How many of you know that he's coming back again? Are we going to be a united people? Are we going to be a united people? Or are we going to be running around trying to find something other than God? You know why I keep going here every week? Do you know why I keep putting it out there? Because how many of you know that time is short? Time is shorter now than it's ever been. Time is shorter now than it's ever been. You don't have any time. The time is now. Lord, I'm asking that your spirit come on this place like fire. The spirit of burning in our hearts, God. That nothing else matters. Nothing else matters anymore but your presence. Nothing else matters, God, but being so in love with you. That being so in love with doing your will. Nation needs you. We need you, God. Lord, fill this place with your presence. we say to you, I pray every wall come down. Every wall in my heart come down. Everything that I hold on to, I let go of. Lord, fill this place. Fill this house. Your heart. Can you tell them if you want more? Tell them you want more. Ask for more. God, we want more. We want more of you, God. We want you to fill this place. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop asking. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop asking until you come, until the weight of your glory comes. If you remember the persistent widow who went to the unrighteous judge for justice. She was persistent. The word persistent in the Aramaic means a constant tapping. A constant tapping. A constant tapping. Never giving up. Never giving up until you lay a hold of what the word says you can have. Is there a fire in this house? Is there a desire in this house that wants to keep tapping and tapping until you get it? Until we have justice in this nation. Nation. Jesus. God, this house stands. We stand in your presence. We stand in your power. We stand in believing, God, that you are going to deliver us, God, with an outstretched arm and great judgments, as your word said. Just as you delivered them out of Egypt and took them into the promised land, you're going to deliver this nation. You're going to deliver our hearts. You're going to deliver us, God, as a church, as a people. You are raising up the armies of God. And this house says yes.